بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، this is our live stream for حياة الصحابة. This may be our last week before Ramadan. In Ramadan we may have other live streams, but we will not be doing حياة الصحابة. We may do something more to do with the Quran Sharif or to do with the biography and the seerah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So inshallah, this will be the last week of Hayat al-Sahaba before Ramadan, and then we will continue after Ramadan. Let us continue with the story that we were reading. When Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anh expressed his mistrust in Hazrat Asad bin Zurara radiallahu anh and his companions, Hazrat Asad radiallahu anh felt insulted and said, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, permit, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, permit me to reply to him in a manner that will neither upset you nor appear distasteful to you. However, the reply will confirm that we have accepted your message and it will express our iman to you." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "You may reply to him, for I have complete trust in you." Facing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu said, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a path to every call. While some paths are very easy, others are difficult. Today you have called us towards something that is both new and difficult for people to accept. You have called us to forsake our religions and to follow you in your deen. This is not an easy task. However, we have accepted your call. You have called us to serve all ties, we have with both close and distant relatives by following you rather than them. This is not an easy task. However, we have accepted your call. You have invited us to Islam, whereas we are a strong group living in a place that is powerful and mighty, where our lives and properties are safe. None could ever imagine that our leader should be someone not from amongst us, whose people have ostracized him and whose uncles have deserted him. This is not an easy task, but we have accepted it. These things appear difficult for all save those whose welfare Allah has decided and who foresee good in its results. We have accepted your call with our tongues, our hearts, and our hands because we believe what you have conveyed to us, and we accept it with conviction that has settled deep within our hearts. We pledge our commitment to you in all of this, and we pledge it to our Rabb and your Rabb as well. Allah's hands is above ours, approving this pledge. We shall spill our blood to protect yours and give our lives for yours. We shall protect you as we protect ourselves, our children, and our wives. Should we fulfill this pledge, it shall be for Allah. Should we betray this pledge, it shall be betraying Allah to the cost of making us the most wretched people. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all that we have told you is the absolute truth, and we seek Allah's assistance to help us fulfill the pledge." Hazrat Asad bin Zurara radiallahu anh then turned to Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anh, saying, "As for you who have used your words to be a barrier between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and us, Allah knows best what you meant by your words. But you have mentioned that this is your nephew and the person whom you love the most. However, we have cut ourselves off from people near and distant, as well as from blood relatives. We testify he is certainly the Rasul of Allah, whom Allah has himself sent. He is certainly no liar, and what he has brought does not at all resemble the words of man. As for your statement that you cannot be content with us until we make a promise to you, we shall certainly not refuse such a request made out of concern for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You may therefore take from us whatever promises you wish." Turning once again to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Asad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, take any promises you wish from us and make any conditions from the side of your Rabb that you wish to make. The details of the pledge of allegiance shall inshallah be mentioned in the complete hadith in the chapter concerning the assistance that the Ansar rendered to Islam at the very beginning. My dear respected brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we learn from this that acting upon Islam is not easy. And even in this day and age, in the zamana that we live in the day and age we live in, the way everything has been normalized to us, for us to practice Islam is becoming more and more difficult. It's becoming more and more difficult. Just as the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they had to abandon everything. They had to abandon their whole lifestyle to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They had to abandon their whole lifestyle, the way they were living, the leaders, their practices, their worship. They had to abandon it all to accept the sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they did so. Today, in our day and age, the society we are living in, everything is becoming normalized to the extent that acting on Islam has become difficult. Acting on Islam has become difficult because we have become used to a different lifestyle, a different mode of living. We are returning to the time that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were in, that our mode of living has changed. Our criteria and our mode of living has become that of the West. They have set their standards for us and we have slowly been accepting it. And those standards have started to change. And as those standards have started to change, it has moved us away from Islam. And now when we read about Islam, that Islam says this is not permissible, this is not permissible, this is not permissible, our hearts find it hard to accept. Our minds find it hard to understand. Our hearts find it hard to accept because the love of dunya is in our hearts. Our minds find it hard to understand because the different way, the way of dunya has become normalized within our lives. So we find it very difficult to now change our compass. And this is what is happening throughout the whole world. Wherever we look, this is happening throughout the whole world. Our lives are changing. Our lives are not according to the teachings of Islam as they were before. We are moving away from the teachings of Islam. And this is why it is becoming more and more difficult for us to practice Islam. Just as the Sahaba radiallahu anhum at this stage, they said that this is very difficult, but we have accepted. And within the speech, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, what did he say? It is easy for those who Allah has blessed. So those who want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are striving to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be easy for them to accept this because the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be in their hearts. When the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in our hearts, then it becomes easy to move away from the wrongs. It becomes easy to move towards the good. It becomes easy to move towards the righteous actions. And this is the reason why we have to continuously do zikr. We have to continuously do istighfar to clean our hearts of dirt and sin. And when we are cleaning our hearts of dirt and sin, the nur that descends from our good deeds, this nur stays within our heart and it guides us towards righteousness. Shaitan is constantly manipulating us. Shaitan is constantly making us fall into sin. Whether it's when we are using our phone, whether it's when we are reading the news, whether it's when we are talking to people, Shaitan wants that we are constantly in sin. So when we are constantly in sin, our heart is constantly in darkness. And when our heart is constantly in darkness, we cannot make the decision that will take us towards good. We will make the decision that will take us towards evil. This is why ulama say that we have to keep doing istighfar. We have to keep doing istighfar. We have to keep praying our salah on time. We think, okay, let's delay our salah. What's the difference 1 hour later? If you notice, when you delay your salah, you become more lazy. Why? Because now that is the time for the nur to enter your heart. It's time to recharge your heart. You didn't recharge your battery. If your car battery dies, Now you cannot start it. You have to jump start it. You have to jump start it. So when the time of Salah comes and we miss that time of Salah, that time of recharging our nur, recharging our heart, and we delay that time, and we delay that time, now we find it more difficult because the nur is gone. We have to jump start our hearts. So we need to bring our lives upon the teaching of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We do not understand the reason behind everything. We do not understand the benefit behind everything. We know that this is the way that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, so we will do it this way. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do, so this is what we will do. Whether we understand it, whether we don't understand it, because Islam is not based upon our logic. Islam is not based upon our mentality. Islam is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now with Ramadan coming, this is a great opportunity. In Ramadan, the devil is locked away. Our nafs is there. Our nafs and our bad habits are there. But the devil is locked away. And we are showered with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. We are showered with the nur. The nur is descending, more and more nur is descending in this month. This is one of the reasons why this is a blessed month, because our good deeds are multiplied. When our good deeds are multiplied, the nur is descending more. Our sins are forgiven even quicker, even faster. When our sins are forgiven so easily, our hearts are constantly with nur. This is why you notice in Ramadan, everybody is doing good deeds. Everybody finds it easy to do good deeds. And when Ramadan ends, they find it more difficult to do good deeds because that blessing is not there. That descendant of nur that comes in Ramadan is not present. So we need to start moving towards taking benefit of Ramadan from today. We need to start doing istighfar. We need to start realizing what our sins are. We need to start closing down our sins. We need to start moving away from those sins. Because if in Ramadan we are still doing those sins, it will cause a lack of nur that enters our hearts and the lack of nur that remains in our hearts. When we are sinning, it puts a black dot on our heart. It brings darkness into our heart. Then when we do good deeds, those sins are forgiven. Other sins require tawbah. So as Ramadan is approaching, as Ramadan is coming closer, let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, we are weak. Ya Allah, I am sinful. Ya Allah, these sins, I cannot stop them. Ya Allah, you help me. It is Allah who will help us to stop our sins. We can make the intention, we can make the effort, but if only when Allah wishes, we will stop those sins. It is not in our power. We think, look, I stopped doing this. No, Allah allowed you to stop doing those sins. This is why we have to put our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that does everything. Each and everything is in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and everything is in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even us repenting is the gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gifted me the opportunity to repent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted me the opportunity to do sijda to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted me the opportunity to remember Him. This is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear respected brothers and sisters. This does not come to everyone. This blessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give to everyone. How many people they out there, they make the intention of doing good, but they do not get the opportunity to fulfill the intention. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the opportunity to make intention, but He didn't give them the opportunity to complete it. For making the intention, they are rewarded. So we should make intention from now, that from today, we are going to make an effort to stop sinning. We are going to do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah, I am weak. Ya Allah, this is my sin. I am making an effort. I am making an effort, but I do not know. I do not know the way. Allah, guide me towards stopping this sin. And we will see if our conviction and our belief and our efforts are correct. We will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors for those sins to go away. But we have to have that desire, that want, that intention in our hearts that we want to move away from this sin, that we want to stop this sin. Because we are weak, we are insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us weak. We shouldn't let our sins overcome us to an extent where we lose hope. Where we lose hope. Tawbah is there for a reason. Tawbah is there for a reason, and the reason is because we are sinful. We are sinful. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept Tawbah there. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Tawbah so easy for us. We do something good, our sins are forgiven. We do something good, our sins are forgiven. This is how easy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made repenting for us, for our sins to be wiped away from our accounts, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us so much. And not only that, when we do good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us more. When we repent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is changing those sins into good deeds. Subhanallah. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much, and when we are saying thank you, when we are saying Jazakallah, when we are saying Subhanallah, when we are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are showing gratefulness for what He has already given us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us more. We cannot fulfill His great, we cannot fulfill gratitude towards Him. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still showering us with more and more and more mercy. This the month of Ramadan is a great blessing in itself. Why? Because the shaitan is locked away. The doors of Jannah are open. The doors of Jahannam are closed. This is a month in which we can find salvation from hell and find entrance into Jannah. Subhanallah. A month where our amal are multiplied. Our amal, our good deeds are multiplied. Shouldn't we take benefit of this coming month? Shouldn't we start preparing from now? Just like when we are going on holiday, we start preparing from before. We will do this, we will do this, we're going to go do this, we'll do this. Okay, let's make sure we have this. Let's do our packing. Let's get all the stuff out, all the work that we need to do. Let us get it out the way. So in Ramadan, we are free. We are free. If needs be, you can take leave from your work. Take some days leave from your work to take maximum benefit of Ramadan. In the last 10 days or in the middle 10 days, whenever possible, take some leave from work so you can spend more time in Ibadah. So we take leave to go on holiday, to enjoy ourselves. Why not take some leave to enjoy Ramadan, to spend time in Ibadah, in Zikr, in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This should be the conviction, this should be the way we should be going, and this should be the direction in which our compass should be facing from now and from before. We should be geared up towards Ramadan. We should already have a list of the amal that we intend to do. And don't do ibadat because we want something in return. This is selfish ibadat. When we are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our niyat is that I am praying so Allah will give me this, I am praying so Allah will give me this. Pray for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be selfish in our ibadat that we are doing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we want something in return. Afterwards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the power of dua. Do dua and ask for what you want, but let us not pray with the intention that we want something in return. We are sick. Oh, we are praying now because we are sick. We are praying salah, extra salah because we are sick. No. We are praying because Allah, we are praying because we are showing our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regardless if we are sick, regardless if we are in problems, regardless if we are in difficulties, regardless if we may be stuck with poverty, regardless if we are stuck with starvation, we are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how our ibadat should be. Our ibadat should not be maqsudi, that I want something from Allah. This is why I'm praying to Allah. This mentality has derived us from attaining power from our zikr. It derived us from attaining the reality of the nur that is coming into our hearts, that we have become selfish in our prayers. During this coming month, let us practice to stay, only move from home, work, and the masjid. Anywhere else we go, by chance, by accident, unintentionally, we may end up doing sin. We go into a shop that we don't need to go into. There is music. Even though you can say this was unintentional, but still the music entered our ears. So Ramadan is coming. Do your shopping from before. So we don't have to leave our home. We can leave our home, go to work, come back, go to the masjid, come back. Do our grocery shopping from before. This is preparing for Ramadan to take maximum benefit of Ramadan. In this month, we can earn so much. It is like if someone was giving out sweets on the street, all you had to go is go and take a sweet of him. This is how easy it is to attain forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our sins in this month. This is why when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was climbing the minbar, one of the du'as that Jibreel Islam did was, may that person be cursed that he finds Ramadan and he is not forgiven. To the closest meaning. Why? This is how easy it is to attain forgiveness in this month. But if we waste it in sin, if we waste it doing other things, then we are the losers. We are the losers. So our first stage and our first intention should be that when this month comes, that we intend to stop sinning, that we intend to reduce our sins. To do this, we intend to stay as close at home as much as possible. Move only between our home, our workplace, and the masjid. If people say, let's go for iftari dinner, no, sorry, brother, I'm staying at home. If someone says, you know, so many times we are always going after Tarawih, okay, let's go for a small munch. Oh, let's meet up with friends. Let's go in this place. Now, in these places, how much sin will we do? Whether it's intentional, whether it's unintentional, how much sin will occur in that month? We are losing the nur that we are gaining throughout the whole day. And this nur will charge our hearts to do more good deeds and more good deeds and more good deeds. And the love for good deeds and the love for good actions will then enter in our hearts. And then we'll be waiting, when is it going to be salah time so I can pray salah? Our heart tells us, wake up, it is time for tahajjud. Our heart will tell us, now it is time for ishraq. Pray your ishraq. Our heart will tell us, say astaghfirullah, you sinned today, say astaghfirullah. Our hearts will tell us, you did not do zikr of Allah. Remember Allah, say durood. Our hearts will remind us. Just like our heart reminds us to do other things. When our heart reminds us to go do other things, this way now our heart will remind us to do good things. We find it hard to understand, but we know that our heart is telling us now, okay, let's go have a cup of tea, or let's go do this, or let's go phone that person, or let's go watch this, or let's do this. Our heart tells us. So just like that, when we pour this nur into our hearts and we close that container and we keep the nur flowing into our hearts will motivate us towards good. It will push us towards good. So inshallah, as this was the last week before Ramadan, we felt it important to mention a few things about Ramadan so that we can take benefit from the coming month, so that we do not wash it away, we do not waste it away. The minimum a person can do in this month is stay away from sin. And the maximum, there is no maximum. Increase our amal as much as we can. If outside Ramadan we are reading one para, in Ramadan read two paras of the Quran, two chapters of the Quran. If outside Ramadan we are reading one page, in Ramadan read more. If we can read three pages, four pages, if we can read one para, it is much better. But do not think that, okay, I cannot reach reading that one para, so I'm not going to read at all. Because now we are the losers. This ibadat is between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also we can compete with our spouse. We can compete with our spouse. How much did you read today? How much I read this much? How much did you read? I read this much. We compete with our spouse. We can compete with our children. How many paras have you read so far? How many did you read? You can compete with them also. We compete in good actions. And finally, before we end, iftar. That by giving someone even a date, we get the same reward they get. Now, we might think we're living in a country where we cannot do that. Send some food to your neighbors. You know, it's very easy. People say, oh, we cannot find someone to give food to. There are many people they will accept. We only think that they will not accept. People will take the food. People are hungry. People will take food. Send food to the neighbors. Send food to these people. Go out. Look for people. Allah will guide you to people that need food. Allah will take you to people who will accept food. So let us make this intention that from now we are going to prepare for Ramadan. From now we are going to prepare from Ramadan. And in Ramadan, before Ramadan, we will start making intention from now that, Ya Allah, we want to stop sinning, we want to reduce our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open our eyes so we can realize what sins we are doing. Because there are some sins that we are doing, we don't even know. We don't even realize that this is a sin, that we are doing these sins. We don't even realize. We don't even realize it. Why? Because we live in a society when so many things have become normalized that we don't think of it, of certain actions as a sin anymore. So let us make this effort from today. Let us make this intention from today, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who are forgiven in Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who find Jannah during this month and find safe gardens from the hellfire. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.